Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Public School officials are reporting a sharp spike in demand for kindergarten slots. Applications for kindergarten seats have increased by more than 25% compared to last year, so many that more than 300 of those kids have been placed on waiting lists. Joining us this morning to talk about all this is Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson. Good morning, Superintendent, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Are you surprised by the surge in demand for kindergarten seats, and what do you think's behind it?
Well, I think we've been working very hard over the last year. We established 2 years ago an Office of Welcome Services that's headed by Denise Snyder, and we've been trying to do a better job of educating parents in all neighborhoods about our choice process. The other thing is I think we've been working really to improve the quality of academic programs in all of our schools. I think our principals and headmasters and our teachers have worked really hard to help parents feel like they're going to have a high-quality education, and I think we've made changes that really improve the quality of instruction. And when parents walk in and they visit and they see what's going on, I think that they are impressed.
What's the challenge in finding space for these kids, the parents and kids who want their kids to go to school in Boston? And are you confident you'll find the slots for the additional students?
Well, we are confident that we will find slots for our kindergarten students. I think we are a little bit more challenged with our four-year-old programs, although Mayor Menino has asked us to continue to increase opportunities for our youngest learners, our four-year-olds, and we have been expanding, particularly our three- and four-year-old programs for students with special needs.
Those are preschool slots you're talking about.
But we definitely will find seats for our kindergarten students. I think our highest demand has been in the West Zone and in the North Zone parts of the city, and I think those schools are very popular. Unfortunately, I think that one of the challenges, everybody sometimes wants to go to the same 15 schools, and we have lots of schools that are hidden jewels out there that sometimes families don't know about, and we welcome them to visit and find out more about them.
You've had so many kids sign up that over 300 are waitlisted, so to speak. What are you telling parents whose kids have been placed on waiting lists?
Well, we are offering them other choices. We know that some of these families also may have applied to charter schools, and the charter schools did notify their parents on March 15th. So we're also contacting those parents to see if they're still on want to be on our waiting list. And we're also contacting parents that we've given seats to make sure that they actually are going to take those seats, so that if another seat opens up, we can call those parents that are waiting.
Superintendent, let me ask you one more question. Do you think this surge in requests for kindergarten seats is eventually going to translate into a surge for middle school and maybe even high school slots in Boston?
Well, certainly our goal is to make sure we have great seats in every neighborhood across all grades, and we hope it will increase the demand in middle school and in our high schools, and we're making great changes to improve schools all over the city.
Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson, thanks a lot for speaking with Morning Edition today.
Thank you, Bob.